720 WGN. Just over a year ago, Mayor Brandon Johnson appointed Gary in Gatewood as the first ever deputy mayor of community safety. And I believe, in fact, I know this is your first appearance on our show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a ton for having me. Really excited to be here.
So has it been challenging? I mean, you have a position that has never existed before, so you kind of have to create it and find your way. What's your day-to-day look like?
Depends on the day, honestly. It depends on the day, depending on what's happening in the city, from meeting with our departments, meeting with community members, helping we with some of our action plans on safety. So it's been a whirlwind, but in a good way. I mean, we have an opportunity to really help the people in the city of Chicago. We have a real high level of collaboration, so I'm excited about it. We're excited about challenges.
Well, that's good because you obviously have them in this position. There's not one Chicagoan who isn't concerned about safety at some point during everyday living in Chicago. It's just a big issue for us. So I know last week the mayor had expanded the financial assistance program for gun violence victims. This is leftover federal COVID money that's helping pay for this, right?
Yeah, so some ARPA money and other dollars, and it's more than just gun violence victims. So victims of domestic violence as well, and victims of gun violence and their close family members.
I love that you're including victims of domestic violence as well, because that's important. And so it's not just to pay for funeral or burial expenses. Sometimes it's just to help out with everyday living expenses after you're recovering or someone in your family has been murdered. What's the differentiation between the person who has been injured or murdered and the family member? Is it an equal amount of money? How does that work?
So it's broken down in a way where you can see the family members, the close family members can get up to $1,000, and then you have folks who are the actual victims, $1,000 themselves. So in some instances, you can get up to $2,500 or a bit more. And we've been working to expand it, not only in those different neighborhoods, but just making sure we can try to get more resources to people who have been victims and survivors of crime. Because as you mentioned earlier, obviously, unfortunately, we live in a city where there are far too many people who are victims of crime, and we're trying to do our part to not only provide resources, financial resources, but also support for those families who have been victims.
I think it hurts everybody every Monday morning when the numbers come out, and it feels to me like people are just reduced to a number, 38 people shot. We don't know much about who these people are, what kind of lives they have lived, and what kind of help they might need. And so when I've talked about this in the past, it seems like everybody that, interacts with our show was really supportive of this because, $1,000 isn't life-changing, but it certainly can help you get through the toughest times you're facing.
Yeah, I tend to agree there. And the sad thing is, we are in a place where people have tried to reduce victims and families to numbers. And we've been clear as an administration, this is why we don't base our success solely on numbers. We really think about how folks have been impacted and, even how we responded to some of not only just mass shootings, but tender age shootings, and just how we try to wrap our arms around communities in partnership with our partners at the Chicago Police Department and our community-based organizations, really trying to show up in a different way for victims and survivors so people feel like they are more than a number, because they are.
And the applicants must live in one of 15 community areas. How did you identify those areas?
So these are the areas in the city that are most hard hit by violence. These are the areas that have seen historic spikes in violence from Garfield Park, Inglewood, Chicago Lawn, Austin, so on and so forth. But also the caveat to that, if you are 24 and under, it's eligible citywide, right? So our young adults down to our young people who are unfortunate victims of crime and violence, and even including domestic violence, are eligible for these resources. So you have 15 communities that have that target focus, but if you're in a particular age bracket, we're able to try to provide support throughout the entire city as well.
And if you were engaging in a gunfight or a gang battle and you were injured, even though you might have been participating and had a gun, are you still eligible?
No.
Good. Good, because we've got to try and put a stop to that as well. It's really tragic when we hear about the babies who are just trying to, you know, go outside for a moment of sunshine, or they're in the back seat of a car. And it's a sadness that seems to linger over the city. What is the long-term hope when it comes to safety in Chicago?
The long-term hope to safety as it pertains to Chicago is we want everybody to feel safe in this city. Nobody should be terrorized by violence. And ultimately, it's our responsibility to not only work across government agencies, but working, this is why we've dug in with our work with the business community, the philanthropic community, faith leaders, community leaders. We've really been intentional about where we are working to put our resources. You know, just yesterday we released a new RFP, a new request for proposals, so we can expand our work into hospital-based violence prevention. That's a space that the city has never funded before, so we're going into a new territory here when we think about new opportunities to not only stop retaliation, but also make sure that there are folks there to provide services for those families. You know, ultimately, a lot of times we see people on the worst day of their lives, mm-hmm. where they have been victims of crime and victims of trauma, and we see them on the worst day of their lives. So we want to do everything we can to not only wrap them in support, but also hold folks who are causing this harm and wreaking this havoc accountable. I know you've heard the mayor say that a lot more recently, to talk about what those needs are and holding folks accountable. I think he breaks it down as opportunity and accountability. We can provide opportunities, but we can also provide accountability through our partnerships.
This is Deputy Mayor for Community Safety, Gary Gatewood, joining us on WGN. And Deputy Mayor, how many people have applied? This is not something you're offering. People have to apply. And how many people have applied for this financial aid or relief or assistance?
Yeah, so people do have to apply, you know, and honestly, because we have been doing this work for a while through partnerships with CPD and our community-based organizations, I don't have the raw number now, but I can tell you, you know, when there are tragic events, mass shootings, we almost always stand up an emergency assistance center along with our partners at the Chicago Police Department, the Community Safety Coordination Center does canvassing. We work with our partners at BUILD and Chicago Survivors and UCAN and so many, and New Life Center, so many of our other partners, too many to name. And we try to wrap our arms around those communities. And then a lot of our victim services folks actually show up at the hospital or in the front room with families to help them fill out the paperwork so they can receive these funds to, you know, help with some of the cost of not only funerals, but the everyday life after they've been a part of those tragedies.
Right. What was really tragic is the killing of Chicago police officer Larry Newman, and the fact that it was a 16-year-old who was on home confinement. And I'm thankful that his mother turned him in. I understand that she saw his picture on TV, and she's the one who convinced him to turn himself in. And I think we need more people like that in the community to get these kids off the street. But in his case, he was in West Garfield. He's a retired Chicago police officer. His family would be eligible for the assistance as well?
Absolutely, his family would be eligible for the assistance. And you said a couple of things I want to point back to. You're right. We need more folks to be collaborative and share news. And it's not just kids, though, right? I want to be clear on that. We've had two tragic incidents where a 16-year-old was involved in the death of Officer Newman, and a 16-year-old involved in the death of a 7-year-old just a week before that. We have too much violence in the city, and we are doing what we can, but we also need to work collaboratively, and we really have to make sure we show up in times of need for folks. And this is why we continue to not only expand resources, but expand partnerships. You know, we also looked at some of the commitments that we have from the business and philanthropic community to raise $100 million to scale community violence intervention, to go on top of the work that we're doing with the Chicago Police Department, to go on top of the work that we're doing with the Chicago Fire Department and all of our other agencies in the city. We need to wrap our arms around folks. And, you know, we are thankful that a young person turned himself in regards to Officer Newman's death. We are praying for his family, and we'll continue to wrap our arms around not only him, but the CPD family at this really, really trying and tragic time.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Deputy Mayor Gary Ann Gatewood, he is the Deputy Mayor of Community Safety. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.